Get the car and daf and says the bazaar daf samach gimel begimel. But Alpha can test him out to begin the Gemara. El the Amala, where they tells the Lahavagabeh, okay, let it be by you. Claim in other words, Leitikni, don't acquire that Chaz Bia until the time of the Bia. So the Hilkach Lava Pshita, so there wasn't obvious Lava Mutter should be permitted, because he revealed his intention of Leitikni that Chaz Bia, that she shouldn't acquire it until the time of the Bia. And Mishum Esna Nami Leka, and it's not, on the other hand, it's also not a problem about Esnan, the Ha'amullah, because he said to her, look, if you need a Kanim Aksha, acquire it from right now, which is different, it's not an Esnan until they actually have the time of the Bia. Next test matter begins Gemara. I don't know. Maybe hashda miya koi beene, or maybe they say that look, it's still visible right now, and maybe this case of kadma v'kedashde would be different. Now bavapi now test bavapi by question. He says even though she in esna chal magdashin, wait a second, but it was sanctified, and the esna cannot take effect on something that's sanctified. The chesilik says in the pasuk l'chol neder for all vows, which the Gemara tells us. And Pesachim Dav Tzadi, Prat L'Nadir, whatever making a vow right now, excluding which was already had a vow on it, and this was already dedicated for some other purpose. So it says, yeah, Shema Hacha, maybe over here, Me'acha the Isi B'Shaz Bia, since it's around at the time of the Bia. Chal Isse Esnan L'Mafreya, so the prohibition of Esnan was going to take effect retroactive Mishod Yovla, when he had given it to her, was L'Hoyekaydeh Hekdesh, and then it wasn't Hekdesh. And therefore, you're right, it can't take effect after, and technically in a linear fashion it is, but retroactively it's not, and therefore that's why it would be prohibited. Next test, not to begin with the Gemara, v'ho mechster meshicha. But it's missing that it was being pulled yet. And so Tosfos explains, Pirush in other words, v'filler b'yechon and domen d'vat ter moiz koin zimen koin b'yechon and the Gemara discussed in b'am tzidav nam zayin on base. That he goes, what do you mean, biblically, you don't need Mashiach, it's money that acquires. Yeah, but Hachik Abbe Esnan, but here regarding the Esnan, like Kanu, no, it's not a Kenyan. Why? Since the Chachamim rabbinically excluded, and even according to Bi'echanon, the halacha is, at least rabbinically, in Kenyan is Mois Kaina, the acquisition of money does not acquire. And we said that it depends on the Mashiach, Gam and Menhevkir. So by the Zaina, they also removed from her the ability to acquire just with the monies. Menkan esna klal, but there's not esna here at all. As Tosfos explains, he said, "Don't hit the parakas up. It's not similar to what the Gemara says about matzitav mechazem and alf nustan lasitoin. When the gizber gives the items to the wholesaler mall, he's already committed meila. Yeah, because shekneis hakesev, because the acquisition of the money meila is effective. They keep in the mall min hatoyer because biblically there is meila." So who's going to remove meila from the money of Hektish? But that's only regarding the deconsecration. But regarding acquisition, that is only, meaning for the Felikeach, that's only going to be, even the Kardab Yechanan, after Mashiach is done. And that you don't have over here. I think it says, must begin the word Zigmar, but Zaina Ebed Zikacham. Okay, we're talking about Zaina is non-Jewish. And lekani be mashiach, and she does not acquire with mashiach, which Tosfos points out. Rishon Malakish, Mishani. We're answering like Rishon Malakish. The Amud that he says, b'cheres Sabir Gimel la misecha be mashiach. It's only like the pasuk says for your fellow Jew that's with mashiach. Allah bekachav mekesa, but for non-Jew the kinyan is with kesa because Gilur b'yechanan, whereas according to b'yechanan is lehiels lebekachav be mashiach. Actually, the non-Jew is a kinyan with mashiach. And so that says because Rav Chizda holds like him, that's why he goes and gives a different answer, which is not dependent on this idea, because Rav Yechanan leitikshi that it shouldn't be difficult according to Rav Yechanan, where obviously he can't give that according to Rav Yechanan it's exactly the opposite of Rav Shimon ben Lakish about what the kinyan is of a goy versus that of a yid. Next, that's not to begin the words of Gemara according to Koy bechatzera. Like, for example, where it's in her courtyard. So it says, you say, why couldn't the Gemara just enter Tavayu b'tleze? Both are talking about with this sheep. Hodukoy b'chatzera, but one is that it's in her courtyard. Hodukoy b'chatzera, one is that it's not in her courtyard. Yeshem Tzitzik says, no, delicha l'lokum b'tleze stam. The Gemara preferred to say that it's by a stam sheep, and therefore, filikoy b'chatzera. So therefore, even if it is in her courtyard, imploy machem shle with his other lambs, even though you can't push her away to some other lamb from the marketplace, even so, that's the chiddush in Shem Esnan Chal, that the name of Esnan is not going to take effect. According to one who holds a retroactive verification, only one that's verified at the time of the Bia. And that's what we're saying, that but without that, it wouldn't be forbidden, even though it is retroactively verified that that was the one that was designated for her payment. Next, this master begins with the words of Gemara. But in the chayish, you don't have to be concerned. Lo mishum shvius. So they said all these different things you don't have to be concerned for. One of them is you don't have to be concerned for the workers with shmita produce. Pesach Bukhut Rashi explains what would be the concern. Shem yimsa dam halal. Maybe they're going to take this money that he's giving them and they're going to hand it over to mishum chashal shvius, someone that suspect regarding shmita which is forbidden. Because we're telling in the brayse, im mishum may perish shvius lamokas, and I'll hand over the monetary value of produce of shmita to an ignorant person. Parachachi, and so what's the Gemara's question? The Kaaser from the factory says, "Forbidden mitzvah ochel bani perdei, go out and eat and I'll pay." Alma, so you see, kikapara, see when he's paying, d'meisur kapara, you're paying the monetary value of something that's forbidden. And it crumbed the meishvis, and it's called shmita value. The apishikvah ochel, even though they had already consumed it. So that's the Gemara's question. Hachanam here also that the Beir Biyanai, by the household of Beir Biyanai, Kikapari, the Meshvi is saying when they paid it, it's the monetary value of Shemitah, and therefore it's difficult how they're able to have it consumed in the eighth year. That's how Rashi explains the Gemara's question. So it says, because it's difficult, Mihis Kika Lashanas, who forced Rashi to explain and change the explanation of Peir Shviyas of produce of Shemitah, mi meiser v'yayin nesach. In the other case of meiser v'yayin nesach, shatam, the reason is, nation near kamaychel apaylov, that it looks like you're giving your workers to eat, davashenim osur, v'yayin nesach, something that was not taith, or v'yayin nesach, hachanam ahir lefarish, or Rashi should explain the same thing, shemachel shvias lepaylov, that he's giving Shemitah produce to his workers, v'nim separeh chayva, he comes, he's paying up his debt, min meishvias from the Shemitah value. That's one question. Another question is love sheshes. According to sheshes, the first time Abayis explains the reason Abayis Mishum made pay shvi is because of the monetary value of shemitah. Dilma acha beer. I remember talking after the beer veisura and the prohibition of Mishum denena mi pay shvi is because you have a benefit from the produce of shemitah b'shas is at the time of the prohibition, which is dumma the yain nesach, similar to yain nesach. That would time Mishum denena mi yain nesach because you have a benefit from the yain nesach. So that wouldn't be difficult on the beer beyond. That is a whole different idea. Uinami, or additionally, I feel like claim a beer. Even before the beer, but time mishum shapadei chayv and peir shviyas, and the reason is because you're paying up a debt from the produce of shmita. You're kind of peir shviyas. You're buying shmita produce and mechila pilev and giving it to his workers to eat. Like double call the beer beyond. So again, like we said, it has nothing to do with what's the story of the hassle of Rabbi. Question number three: void kasha. Another difficulty is besamach. Shortly, the masik the gemara comes out. Bechemini amakifay. We're talking about where a storekeeper that gives him on credit with the mishabed lay where. Okay, so he's indebted to him. Because to give him the darach ila kufay, since he generally gives him on credit, so he acquires the dinner that's by him. Pirish, in other words, they give him the makivah balabayas, since he gives credit to the employer. Samachalav, he relies on them, and the employer is indebted to him. Fish, samachalav, because he relies on them. So therefore, this is considered as the monetary value of Shemitah. But the house of Rabbi Yannai, that wasn't a storekeeper that gives him my credit. And therefore, they're not so reliant on that. And therefore, the house of Rabbi Yannai was not indebted to them. So, Mehashta now, so when they pay back at a later point in time, it's not considered like the exchange of the Shemitah parts. Kasho, now, the question is, the Medame Le'el, Hahidir Biyanai, from the fact that they previously compare this teaching of Rabbi Yannai la Esnan to the case of Esnan, which is, we said a case, where if he had relations with her and then he subsequently gave her this gift. And Bukimna, and the Gemara says, and what's the Chiddush? Fill us la Poitiki. Even if you made it for her like an apoytik, it was designated for her collection. And at the time of the bia, it's there in her courtyard. Now, the avak of the mishas bia. Now, even though from the time of the bia, ishtabela, it's indebted to her. Now, so in other words, the question is: so also by the storekeeper, where the employer is indebted to pay him, this that he gave the agency to the workers, it doesn't make sense that it should be forbidden the fruits that are exchanged because of that halacha of Shemitah produce, because it doesn't have the power of just a regular Sheba to take effect in them, the halacha Shemitah, as we're saying over here by the halacha of Esna. And so it says more, v'im lahat, they don't permit mitam she'in ha-shibrat lazeh. Oh, there's no lien on this lamb. El on the chasav, only on his assets. Ukashit lo tlazeh. And when he gives her this lamb, lefatzas hashib nechasav, to appease her from the lien of his assets. Have a chalipi esnan deshari. Oh, okay. So this is not a problem. So this is considered like an exchange of that, which is permitted. Now, me and the pair call a kalasun, like the Gemara says, it's the word of lamb and off. No. If that's the case, then my raya may be el mesnan. So then what's the Gemara bringing previously? A proof from Esnan al Debir Bianai for the story of Bianai. The Gemara wants to say, oh, that, you know, you see it's permitted, you know, for the loan of the household of Bianai in Shemitah, the halacha of, another Chani Hasan, the Chalipin Mutarad. So that's not a raya because the exchange is permitted. But the exchange of Shemitah is forbidden, which is not like Esnan. If that's the case, that the reason of Heta is Esnan, it's possible that by the Shemitah produce, the produce in the eighth year that you're paying up in exchange for the Shemitah produce, it should be sanctified with Shemitah sanctity for the halacha of the exchange of the payers that were lent. And then, therefore, that should be forbidden as Schera. Elavadirat, obviously, Avagav the Mishtabed, even though there's a lien, and there's a debt, and the nitfas be iser esna kalam does not become prohibited with the iser of esna at all. But holding the bear beyond it, so to the house of beyond it, I've got the mishad even though there's a debt. And moreover, the perushay, according to Rashi's interpretation, loshen konala dinner gabe, that terminology is yitul loshen hu. It's really superfluous because lahoy lelahaske rak mishtapid. That's the primary reason, according to Rashi, if there's a Sheba or not. So, Kachna Rabbi Yitzchak the Farish, or rather, it seems Rabbi Yitzchak to explain differently. Now, when the Gemara says, in a Cheshish, that you're not concerned Lemish Mishvias, not for the problem, but Shemitah, Shepardea Chayvim Epir Shvias. That he pays back his debt from the Shemitah produce, Shekfar Paraloi had dinner, we already paid him back the dinner, Vein Shem Chayv Mutal Love, and there's no debt that's obligated on him, Lofroya. To pay back achar she'achla iser after that they eat what's forbidden. But he says, "Abani padei, and I'm going to pay it back." So that's what's saying. Chayishim shem shviyas. They would be concerned about shmita produce. Shuhu ki ilokham balabayis laatzmoi. It's as if the employer took it for himself. Nasan lo payilav, and they get it to his workers. Nimza comes up padei chayiv mipere shviyas that he's paying back his debt from the shmita produce. Hasha nafila ayir b'raisa. Even if the raisa is domal achar beer after the beer paruch shaper. The Gemara is still asking, very good. Amma ki kapara, so we see that when he paid back, misuch kapara, he's paying back what's forbidden. And v'i isa, now if it's true, or because the gives the im isa, that because if it was true, the be'amma lechoshev, the meper shviyas, b'chi ha'gamna, that we don't generally consider the monetary value of produce of Shemitah in such a case, b'chi ha'achar shakala peres min ha'olam, when he pays back after the produce is not here anymore, then here also we shouldn't have considered as if the homeowner took it for himself when the son of and he gave it to the workers, because since they took the produce from the store, and he's paying back the money after they consume, and therefore that's what the Gemara is asking from the lacha of Shemitah. Again, the Gemara comes out. Okay, Tir Gemara Papa answers. He says, "B'chem b'nei hamakifer." Talking about where, you know, we have a storekeeper that always gives a credit. The mishtabedle where he's indebted to him. Okay, to keep in the dark, kufe, since he generally gives him credit. Kanle dinigabe, he acquires the money by him. Perish mishtabedle, it's indebted to him. Shakoyin neshibib in the chas of the alta that he acquires the debt of the assets immediately. Kinegi mashenois in the poylov are correlating to what he gave to his workers. Behind the kanle dinigabe, that's what it means that he acquired money by him. The comma that he says, Lishibur Hadiner, so the debt of the money, kind of in the chazor, that's how much he acquires by his assets, Shav a dinner, the value of a dinner. But the Lakin Yigomer says not a full-fledged acquisition, Shech Lahakdish, like Dish Me'e, Shekoina Hadiner, the next of Balabai is La'altik Shem Be'ein. In other words, not It's not that he gets thanked for it right now. Meisha kain had dinner, and he acquires the dinner. But next to balabais la alter immediately kashem bein when they're there. But next to lapalav, and he gives it to his workers. Habli masha kain next to balabais, what he acquires in the assets of the employer, the meha peres, the value of the peres. Lakach choshev balabais kalikecha peres v'hayork mechem benis. Therefore, it's considered like as if the employer like bought the peres and the vegetables from the storekeeper, machal lapalav b'scharan, and he gave the workers for the wages. When he gives the money to the storekeeper, to appease him from the lien and his assets, you so then the last whatever it is that's the last thing of shemitah produce, that money gets the that sanctity. Now, if truth is, if the paupers that had borrowed from the house of Rabbiana, through Rabbiana, was kechemene makifoi, was like he always gave them credit. And he would tell them to go out and borrow and I'll pay back. Actually, it would be a problem, but a prohibition of Shemitah. What Rabbi Yana would pay them back, mitam zeh, the pirish, for this reason that we explained. But the story was that they were not like a storekeeper that he was on credit. So therefore, there was no conclusive acquisition of a lien of his assets immediately. When they gave the shmita produce to his family members, because although they're at least indebted, like that of a guarantor and accepting responsibility to the paupers, but the one that's answering right now thinks that you don't become indebted for a guarantor after kablanis, even when you do like a kablanis with a strong type of guarantor. But go for orv v'hakablan, that's only the actual orv v'hakablan, the guarantor himself. But regarding the assets of a guarantor, in a la alter, the lender does not acquire anything immediately. But even not as a lien. Or Yanami, another part you could say is, his mistake was she'in shibud b'nechsi orv. He thought that there's no lien of the assets of a guarantor, el b'malv of a leva, only by the lender and the bar. Avalem hoya, oimer. But if he would say, ten l'pleni mana, give that person 100 dinarim, oy halvei or lend him, v'yehei kanu loy, and be acquired to him, v'yehei potim imcha, and he'll be exempt from you, v'ani nois l'cha, and I'll give you, oy v'ani padeh l'cha, or I'll pay you. Shazil ke'im ma'isid r'biyan, which adds someone to the store of r'biyan, l'dahach over here. Inka dinar arvis, there's no halacha of guarantor. Now, I'll give you. The lender has nothing on the bar at all. The mashman sounds like a arv yeshloi, but on the guarantor he does have. When they come from the fact that it doesn't say inloy alze, but alze doesn't have either one of them. So how could we say what we're saying over here? The svar of the Baal Gemara right now did not entertain what the Gemara says. The Baal Gemara just like it didn't entertain the halacha Rava. And when we bring the teaching of Rava, we're really saying only one of them. And the truth is, we could have said more than that because there's this other point in the Gemara. But also to say that they didn't entertain. Metzah's thesis is Vatama Nisa Benisin Lafitu Usa, and that's what the Gemara continues and discusses according to that his mistake. The Amani says, Alchemnish Imakifai Mai, so what's the halacha about a storekeeper that does not give on credit? Mutter, it'd be permitted, Bechul, etc. Besu, moreover, Chemnish Imakifai, a storekeeper that does not give on credit, Milim Shtabit, Kalim, in other words, if he ain't the Chazim Shabbat, Mamish Kadin Arab, I don't think it's indebted like the Lach of a guarantor. Aiba Marab, Vahulu, Konam Adin Arab, you acquire as the Lach of Arab. Gushu has a Tintam Adbeis, Toyla Hadava, where it's Sha'oimah that he says, Konu, go ahead, acquire all Nichsai Lach, all my assets to you, Toyla Hakinim Adin Arab. Almost you see, Mashmet sounds like Shadin Arab, who? It has halacha like a guarantor. Should nifsei arv mishtab din lamal b'bishas arvus, that you see that the assets are dead of leguv levad, not only his body. Even after the other mistake, you could prove sheshayich by din arvus that you could apply the halacha of arvus. Even such a case, omaten l'plein imana, give the guy 100 dinar mani per day, and I'll pay you back. So rather, obviously, says the Gemara, there's no difference if he gives him credit or not. Mishtabe, there is a lien b'koyin lechem, and he din negabe. And the storekeeper does acquire the din by him. Even so, keeping the lemiachet shibude, since it's not designated a lien, loymetz is not forbidden to lechoshav din hakonel him. It's not considered the din that's acquired to them by niyam shol b'yanai, by the province of b'yanai, demei shviz, as the monetary value of shviz. And this is considered by God and need, and I'll pay back. Bekoina, or kikoina is the gears, kikoina appears, bahayayim, as you know, as if he acquired the fruits and the wine, behechla poilim, and he gave his workers to eat. Even though when they did mashiach, they weren't intending only to be zeicha for themselves. And even the storekeeper had in mind to acquire for themselves. It's just that he's going to go back onto the employer. It's not because when he pays back, it's considered the value of the pears. They're not around at the time of the payment. Rather, it's, for example, dinner. He gave money beforehand to acquire for himself in the value of the payers, because Yitnim Lepoilim is going to give it to the workers. And now Tosfos adds on, he says, the truth is, a B'loi Kusha D'Rav, without the question from the words of Rava, Hayochel HaKshas, the Gemara could have asked, Kivin Atemata, since you permitted me to be there, but the house of Rebiyana, Mitam Chemin Hashem HaKifer, like the Gemara was thinking, because of this, okay, but it doesn't give my credit, Mahoy Medam Rebbe Yechon, and then what's Rebbe Yechon comparing? Ahid the Esnan, the halach of Esnan, the Bei Rebiyana, to the house of the Rebiyana. After Vitus, even according to his mistake, Sheim Meshubit Ba'ariv Elagufa, that, yeah, by guarantee you're not indebted only his body, but not his assets, Inami, or Loim Meshtabit El Bamalva Shein the Poita Hamakabel, it's only by the lender that it doesn't exempt the one who receives it, B'yeshem Din Arvis, and there's a halacha of guarantor, Avalib Noisin, but not by one that gives a Poita Hamakabel, that he exempts the Makabel, but Sayyim Echal Chaveri relies on his friend, Shemitzalitin Loi, that he commands him to give it to him, Yach Solom, and he's going to go back to him, Lachin Hoya, Lahoya Perish. And therefore, okay, the fruit in the eighth year that the Rebbeinu paid back was not the monetary value of Shviyas, but Mokamokam, Lomalichosha Besnan, why are you being considered by Esnan Schar Bia, the payment for the Bia? Ava Bishalacha Bia, Noisenesloi, even though that's after the Bia that he gives to her, Aloy Bishas Bia, Nikna Hatle, but at the time of the Bia, this Tle become acquired, Bitle Zeh, with this Tle, but Mokam Shemoy's kindness, where the money acquires, it's in our courtyard. If that's the case, gam betles tam, then even by in general a lamb, yishab nechasa b'shvilat le. So the asset should be indebted because of the lamb. Loi morvik kedav a poshtu. It's obvious to call him a kabel mois mechaber. Whoever receives money from his friend b'shulcheva sheidin loi, because the object is going to give him she yinechasa m'shabadim loi, where his assets are indebted. And legar mimalva, it's not any less than loan shah nechasim mishtabim loy, where the assets are indebted to him. Kein lahat dersham, because he cannot permit it with them mitam chalifi esnan, because the exchange of esnan kibrash, like we explained, l'mishtam hachi, so basically that's Tosfos' question. So he could have asked from that itself. So Tosfos, l'mishtam hachi, I said, the reason why I'm bringing the question from Rav is, d'nichel elektroi ha-maisra b'yana gufei, we rather ask from the story of B'yana himself, yisim al haray, the esnan, more than the proof of esnan, which is only a proof. But this question from Rava is on the story itself, the loan of the household members of Rabbi Yannai.